So I'm going to show you how to use the embedded opt-in forms today. So we're going to do that by going into a list, and then you're going to go into the sign-up forms within that list, and then we're going to create a new sign-up form. So we're going to choose the embedded option, and you've got a few different templates here. The one I'm going to choose right now is this plain option. You're going to be able to go in here and edit the headline. You can edit the body. You can choose your fields. Remember, if there's a field you want that isn't available on the side over here, you're going to need to add that to the fields section here. You can edit the text of the button that they click, change the colors, whatever you need to do. Then go ahead and save those changes once you have the form the way you want it. You're going to go into settings, and you've got a few things here that you can do. First, you can name your form. Then you've got your presentation mode, so how it appears on the page. So the inline, it's going to display wherever you insert the embed code, versus the modal, which is going to pop it up in the center of the page. Or the slide in where it comes in from the bottom or side. And then when you choose this, then of course you can choose where it comes in from. And then the trigger is when the page loads, when you exit, there's a certain amount of the page has been scrolled by the reader, a certain amount of time that they've spent on the page, or a manual trigger, meaning that they have to hit a button or a link on the page in order for the form to pop up. So we're going to do page load just so that you can see how this works. The next section here is this restrictive views. If you're testing it out and you're going to be refreshing your page multiple times, you want to note this section, because if you have anything in these boxes, it is going to restrict your view of that page. So the first one here is how long between showings, and so you'd want that to be zero if you're going to be testing it and refreshing your page multiple times. And this one is how many times do we show it to the same person, and so you'd want this to be a pretty high number, again, if you're going to be testing and refreshing it multiple times. You can also hide it from anyone that we know is already in your database. So if they're already on your list, it would be hidden from them. So you just want to keep that in mind to make sure that that is unchecked. And then you've got your conversion action. So when they fill out this form, where is it going to link them to? And then the after conversion is going to be showing them either the thank you page or redirecting them to a custom URL, if you've set that up over here in your list. Or you can override the list settings and you can always show them that thank you page. So something to keep in mind with that is if they're going to be already registered or not, and you've got this default list action, it's not going to show them that thank you page because they've already seen it because they're already on your list. And then you can set the page to be active. You can have it be available till a certain date if you want. You just pop that in there, and then once you're all ready and everything's set the way you want, then you just save those changes. Now we're going to look at the third tab within the form, which is the embedded tab. So here is the easy embed code. This is the code that you're going to need to paste into your landing page for the embedded form to pop up. So I'm going to go ahead and copy this code. I've got a temporary landing page over here, and I'm going to paste it in to show you. In this case, because it is code, I'm going to use the source code option. I'm going to paste it in, say OK. I'm going to save my changes. And now you'll see that when this page opens, so does that box. And so that is how it works. Now, if you wanted to use the manual trigger option, you're going to need this code down here. And then you would copy this code. You would follow it up by this code here. And so let's go ahead and actually do that. So we're going to set this to be manually triggered. So So we're going to go over here. We're going to pull this manual trigger code. And then we're going to copy the easy embed code. You can see it says show the form. That's pulling from this right here. So you could change this to be any text that you want, or if you were using an image that they clicked on, a button image, then you would paste the code for the image right here. But in this case, we're going to leave it as show the form so that you can see how it works. So we would save those changes. We're going to refresh our landing page here. You can see it's got the show the form. Click on that, and then now the box appears. So that is how you would use that. Now, we do have a separate guide on if you're using multiple forms on the same landing page, and this code down here is what you'll need for that. So if you're looking to do that, go ahead and check out that guide. So that is how you use the embedded forms.